Hi there, podcast listener. You're doing this whole thing on audio, despite it being a TV show, because, like a hipster, you have a fondness for radio in days gone by. But we're glad to see you. We're here, you again. Good Morning Mug Club every Monday through Thursday up until election, along with special streams for every debate, town hall. We really hope that you enjoy this program as much as we did making it. That really wasn't that much. I hope you enjoy it more.
Today. Oh, the slurp is back with a vengeance.
Yeah, it was because you missed the mic cue, and so I kept the increase of the slurping, the velocity increases.
I got you.
Like the Dyson guy. Who's German, not English. Hey, what do you guys think, Hodge Twins? Yeah, nothing like perpetuating the original stereotype.
Yeah.
The Hodge Twins are not here this morning.
It's
they slept
a morning
in.
Show, so.
Actually, no, it was a miscommunication on our part with travel and stuff like that, so which led to their sleeping in. on the show today, because many of you thought, oh, we're going to be softening, we have Alex Jones. So we're only going to be here for a few minutes and then go live to something that we taped just a little bit earlier with Alex Jones in the streets of Austin. Warning for parents who don't want to hear, well, don't want their children to hear the words bum piss repeatedly.
Yeah, that's
multiple
times.
Because we encounter it, though. It's contextual. Yeah. Kind of like I realized we were just listening to Pogo before the break, you know? And sorry, my headphones just went out here. This is a disaster. What is happening here? So, and I realize, like, it's context. Like, you know, this is, like, you realize this is a dance. You know, people do this. Everyone's like, oh, you're thrusting your hips. Well, really, that's mimicking sexual movement. It's sexual undulation. But there's, this is okay.
Is it?
Well, it's okay. I mean, you know,
Cardi B. It's a pantomime.
My what? Which used to be a derogatory term for Italian. So, but it's all, this is okay, but I realize what's not okay, it just changes the face, right? So this is fine, but this is...
Oh, God.
That's not.
If you have a big old smile on, that's fine.
NC 17.
My point here is context over content. See, you thought you weren't going to get anything out of this show.
You use your brain.
Intellectual, this show.
So my I have a couple of questions to you since we have Alex Jones on today. Do you think that the banning of Alex Jones was right? Now, I will say this. We've gone in hard on Alex Jones quite a few times. Where I disagree with him a whole lot, namely on the conspiracy theories. And I've done so on his show.
That's true.
I don't think he's a guy who ever should have been banned. And I will say, personally, we've always had a he's always been very respectful and
he's
had a friendly
guy.
Relationship.
He's a good guy.
It's fun, like if you have like kids who are really high energy and they're fun for a little bit, but then you can, if you're the babysitter. But
he's
not
like,
if you have
like
to
bulldog,
live with them.
You know, like high energy bulldog.
Alex Jones, and Alex Jones has, you know, he fluctuates in weight. He's talked about it on this show. But he, even when he's been, like when he's really lean, he used to swim. He was a swimmer, competitive swimmer. He's still built like the barrel that someone would go over a waterfall in.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's like they would just crawl in Alex Jones and go over the waterfall like Sassy and Homeward Bound.
Tough.
So my question is, do you think he should have been banned? And then if Donald Trump wins the election, what do you think the charges are going to be? Election fraud, Russian interfering, golden showers with prostitutes at the Taj Mahal, wherever it is. I don't know, but we're going to talk about this more with the Hodge Twins on Wednesday because the idea of mail-in voting and the idea of sort of busing people and the idea of lowering the barrier to entry to vote has often been ascribed to disenchanted minorities. And there's a historical context there where you talk about like sort of literacy tests and you look at them because obviously they didn't really have the same kind of a place in the schooling system that it was discriminatory at some point. I don't really think that's comparable, for example, to a license. Or a form of identification. Or or just showing up. At this point, talk about the goalposts moved. The last few elections, it was like, hey, you should have to have a valid ID. And now it's just, hey, people should have to be to vote.
That's where we legs. You don't even need legs. You just
ontological
roll up there.
Reality.
And I say this as someone, I have had to do absentee voting because I was touring doing stand-up comedy. Now, that's different because that's a very long process where you have to submit your address, submit your voter ID. At least it was where I was at that point. You had to submit some kind of valid identification, go through the process, and then it wasn't just, all right, send in any mail-in. No, there was a multi-step process. What they're talking about right now, effectively, with mail-in voting is just, you don't even have to go. Now, Here's the thing. The left is pushing very hard for it. We had a whole segment ready, but the Hodge twins slipped in. So it deserves more time than we can give it this morning. But I do want to let you know, before we start talking about the Postal Service and Amazon and Jeff Bezos and, you know, Alex Jones, so probably the Bill Gates, there are a multitude of reasons that mail-in voting is a real problem, and it's not political. And by the way, it wasn't political until this election. There was pretty much unilateral agreement. You can argue about what happened with gerrymandering. You can argue about some kind of, well, you can't argue about it, but the left did argue about voter identification. However, until this election, and this is obviously because of COVID is what they would claim, the idea of showing up at the polls and it's your duty as an American citizen to pull that lever, punch that ticket, which in Florida they go, I don't know what. The point is, you should show up and do it. It's only changed recently. And there are plenty of examples as to where, I mean, in New Jersey, this happened not too long ago, by the way. There's a long history as to why it hasn't worked. But just recently, let me rattle this off. 1.4 million voters, they participated. 87% of them did it by mail. 65,000 ballots had to be thrown out for arriving late. Okay. Michigan just had 846 ballots thrown out because voters were dead. Also have...
Yeah, they definitely can't show up instance, right. Yeah.
Four elections from Heritage that were stolen that we know of. School board election in Fresno County, mayoral election in Miami in 1997, a Democratic primary in East Chicago, Indiana. Sorry, I guess East Chicago, Indiana. That's right. It's kind of like Toledo is basically Michigan, and East St. Louis is actually Illinois. And a congressional election in North Carolina, the 9th district in 2018. There are plenty of examples as to why this can be a problem. Now, if you think that we need to somehow create a foolproof system due to COVID before this election, that's more of a valid argument to make. You have somewhat of a leg to stand on, but that's not what the left is saying right now. The left is saying, what was so funny to me is I tuned into CNN this morning. And I hate to say it, but the Armenian genocide deniers. And they were complaining, saying, you know, when Donald Trump said maybe we'll have to host this election later. Yeah. What do you think? Can you believe that he wants to delay the election?
Yeah.
The election is supposed to happen on the day. CNN this morning, Armenian genocide deniers were saying, well, the thing is, we need to do mail-in ballots, and it is going to take 3 to 6 days.
Yeah.
By the way, studies show a week to get the results.
Wow.
And results that aren't right. A 3% margin of error. Keep in mind, that's all the swing states.
Wow.
3%. Plus or minus 3%. Ooh, hold on a second. What about Michigan, Pennsylvania? What's the... is it like 1.5? I mean, that seems consequential. Racist. So, we'll talk about that more with the Hodge twins.
And it's 3% of a huge country.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, that represents thousands and thousands of people.
Right. Yeah. It's not 3% of Ghana.
It's not good when Donald Trump says it, but whenever New Zealand does it, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good to do.
I don't even know what's going on with New Zealand. I don't follow them since Lord of the Rings and that Hobbit trash. But they do have good beef, from what I hear. I can't afford it. I'm an online host. They don't have the CNN budget, right? Turner's coming up in a wildebeest offering me buckets of cash. So I want to hear from you. What do you think about mail-in voting? And do you think that Alex Jones, do you think it was, whether you agree, first off, actually, you know what? Let me do this. List A and B when you answer this question in the comments. Now, I'll be reading them. I've actually been trying to read some more of them lately. A, were you an Alex Jones fan? Do you consider yourself someone who agrees with Alex Jones? Okay. Then B, was Alex Jones, was his banning right? Should he have been? So did you agree with him? Did you support him? And then do you think it was a justified banning? Because I think the results may surprise a lot of people.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to go to Alex Jones tomorrow. There's another Change My Mind. Of course, by the way, hit the notification bell if you haven't yet, because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot. We broadcast every morning now through election at 10 a.m.
Yes,
Eastern. That's
do.
Good Morning Mug Club. And Thursday, we have the full live stream of the Democratic Convention.
Yep.
So there's a whole lot of fun stuff.
It's going to be horrible.
Coming down the pike. I've heard people say coming down the pipe. I guess both can work.
It's pike.
If you're coming down like a pipe.
Coming down a pipe.
I don't really like using the pipe analogy.
Like a sewer.
Because zebra mussels, invasive species. China, get your shit together. Yeah. We will be back right after this with Alex Jones after this installment of Paco the Friendly Homophobe. And now for a message from Paco the Friendly Homophobe.
That's me.
Mr. Jimenez! Mr. Jimenez! Paco!
Hi. Yeah, can you make sure that you and your guys get the bushes this time? Because last time, you missed them, and I really need to trim the hedges.
See, I trimmed the bushes. I'm sorry for the mistake last time.
That's fine. Would you or your crew like some Long Island iced teas or Pepperidge Farm cookies?
No, it's okay.
Nothing I can get you.
No, not for me. And even though it's because you're a very nice man. And when I say this, I mean no offense, because you pay me very well and treat me very much like a professional. But I am not comfortable drinking from your glass or eating from your cooking jar because you are not straight.
All right, here we go. Alex Jones on 6th Street, that was once the most happened place here in Austin. By the way, what's the best place for people to find you? Is it still InfoWars?
InfoWars.com and Band.video.
Band.video.
More important than ever, because with all these doctors they've been banning off the internet for having their speech, all because, you know, Dr. Bill Gates says they don't have any speech now. Well, they do have speech still at Band.video. All right. These doctors, okay. These hundreds of doctors that have been silenced.
Band.video. Now, you know, we did a segment down in Deep Ellum one morning, and I was surprised how everything was boarded up. I was very surprised when we came down here in 6th Street, for people, if we can see everything going on. Everything is boarded up.
And you got all the Black Lives Matter activist stuff sprayed over it right here.
Right. And if you try and paint over that, if a business owner does, they can actually be charged with a hate crime. In some cases, it can be actually criminal to wash your own wall.
That's right. Now the George Soros-financed communist anti-American propaganda on your property, on your boarded up business, is a civil right, and if you paint over it, you get charged with a hate crime.
Yeah, well, there was a business owner who will remain nameless in Dallas who was like, I just cleaned that, and then he just ended up having to leave it up. You know, one guy who we interviewed yesterday when we were doing the change of mind said these boards were up for COVID. So can you tell me, is it COVID or is it more so the rioting and breaking the windows?
It was both. When COVID started, really 6 months ago here, some of the big corporations boarded up because they were on the inside baseball that this was going to be a permanent shutdown until Trump was driven from office. But the smaller businesses tried to stay open, but then the city ordered them closed, but they didn't board up. But then, right after that happened, they activated, when the George Floyd incident happened, the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa, and so they began smashing out windows, and that's when basically everything got boarded up.
Yeah, I mean, almost everything is boarded up here. And what's funny is you look at a lot of these places, a lot of these places are sort of hipster bars in Austin that would be supportive of this movement. I hate to say it, I kind of think, and I know it's your hometown, sort of deserves to eat itself alive right now.
Well, it does. I mean, I love Austin, what used to be, but now it is the excrement of Los Angeles and San Francisco and Portland and Seattle. All those people have fled here. And so Austin is now the worst parts of the West Coast cultural, spiritual toilet.
Right.
And so this is not Austin. This is now literally the sphincter of the poison blue cities around the country that are now emptying out like rats leaving a sinking ship.
Yeah.
So this is no longer Austin. This is L.A.
Well, here, let's pause for a second. Everyone, well, not pause, but pause, stop moving. Look, we have been some of the only people around. Obviously, we have some other camera folks, security here. It's been nothing but on 6th Street, boards and hobos.
That's
it. Like Austin is just, the new city motto could just be bum piss.
Well, it used to be the live music capital of the world.
Right.
And now it is the capital of bum piss and needles and feces. And all sorts of mentally ill people and Antifa and BLM running around burning things down. It's very, very sad. Look, I love Texas, but I want Texas to know California used to be red as it can get, and now it is a blue cesspit. So there's this arrogance in red states, like Vermont used to be red, and now it's deep, deep blue.
Yeah.
People better wake the hell up and push back culturally, or the left will take your ass over like quicksand.
As an example of how fast it can change, do you ever see White Christmas with Bing Crosby?
Yes.
And Danny Kay? They say at one point, they're talking about getting all of the old army gents together, you know, at the general's bed and breakfast.
Yes.
He says, you'd have a better chance at finding a Democrat in Vermont than pulling that off.
I love that old movie, exactly. So right wing, yeah.
Yeah, the people had no idea that Vermont used to be sort of the place where the wealthy would go and ski. Do you have any ideas to what the number is in property damage here, crimes? I mean, obviously everyone knows about Garrett Foster. That's what's been going on.
Well, there are conservative numbers, but it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and then it's in the billions just in Central Texas, what the COVID lockdown has done. But no one's really sure of the number because most people have not been able to get the unemployment or get the bailout check.
Yeah.
They spend weeks on those computers, and then by the time they get on it, all the money's gone. So almost everyone I know, who are including even middle-class people, that got laid off or lost their jobs, they've never gotten any of this magical stimulus money.
Right. Yeah. So you're saying hundreds of millions just in Austin? I know it's the number that we found, and it's very hard to find these numbers, and you obviously have a lot more researchers than I do, was $600 million in damage countrywide from the riots. But you're saying you think it's hundreds of millions just in Austin?
I'm talking about what COVID has done with the destruction of the businesses and some of the businesses that got broken into and robbed. So I think you're right. No one knows the actual number, but they're saying Austin, with both things together, has lost billions.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's really hard to find some of these numbers. For example, you know, my home state of Michigan, right? They were going to release the COVID nursing home deaths. Well, I think the number at one point, they said it was close to 40%, 40 something odd percent of all COVID deaths were nursing home deaths. Then they just stopped counting them. You can't find the updated numbers.
New York's doing the same thing now.
Yeah. Yeah, and we couldn't get them in Michigan. Governor Whitmer kind of started, never finished.
Absolutely.
This is startling. I mean, we talked about it with Deep Elm. This is really a post-apocalyptic type scenario.
Here's George Floyd. He's the king. And, you know, all on the back of this sad guy who was just totally drugged out.
Yeah.
And it's so sad what's happened to all these drug addicts.
Yeah.
But then they become this symbol that the police, who are janitors for them now. They clean up their crap, they take them to the hospital, and now when something gets out of hand and there's a mistake and something happens, the police get charged with murder.
Right. Yeah, it is. Did you watch the full body cam footage of George Floyd?
I did. It's very sad.
It's very sad, and I think what's going to happen, unfortunately, is you're going to see more backlash because, listen, it's a tragedy. We always said it was an example of improper police training, but there's no example of malice or racism. You know, they're policing, hey, we're not going to shoot you. Get in the back of the car, please. We'll roll down the window.
Stay in the back. We'll the air. I can't breathe. Sit in the car with me. I'm scared. He was.
And the officer says, I'll roll down the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, a tragedy still, obviously, but there's no way they can make something like second-degree murder stick. And when you talk with people here on these streets and you say, hey, listen, have you watched the footage? They go, I don't need to watch it to know that killing was murder. And it's really concerning.
Well, it all becomes an excuse to riot and burn things down,
right,
to try to kill the U.S. economy. It's what Bill Maher and all the Democrats said. We want a depression. We want a recession. We want a crashing stock market. So people reject President Trump. And so Trump needs to get out there. Trump needs to get out there and expose the fact that it is the Democrats and the deep state who are trying to crash the whole economy to bring the entire U.S. down with them to have a new Marshall Plan nationwide to bail them out. Because the truth is, the blue cities and blue states have been horribly mismanaged. They're kleptocracies. They've robbed their people. They're collapsing. So now they're trying to collapse the whole country to make all the red states and the Midwest and other areas bail them out. So that's why they're trying to bring the country down and saying the dollar is going to die and all the rest of this is because they literally know America is waking up to them, so they're trying to destroy us before we actually wake up.
What's this? Oh, look at that. Well, see, I don't know if you know, but this is what George Floyd would have wanted.
Well, that's right. I mean, this ATM, people not being able to get money out of it.
It's a representation of white supremacy.
This is a symbol of white supremacy. It's like Ilhan Omar just said, and so did AOC. She said the banks and the businesses and Wall Street, it's all evil. We're going to destroy it and collapse it. Of course, then they'd be in Somalia again.
Right.
Which she doesn't seem to understand, that once you collapse the civilization,
yeah,
that doesn't empower you. That makes you poor.
Well, I was just joking. I don't think Ilhan Omar did that. I think it's just someone who committed a crime and used it as an excuse. This is what's remarkable.
No, I totally agree with what you're saying.
No, I understand what you're saying.
But they're in general saying no borders, no wall, no USA at all. Let's destroy it. The city of Austin, in the official budget that's been put forward,
yeah,
says they want to blow up the police station as a symbol of fighting police misconduct. So literally,
who says this?
The city of Austin, in their official budget, talks about accelerating the controlled demolition of the police department as a symbol of getting rid of hate, and then making the police be broken up and put in other bureaucracies inside the city. I swear to God, I know it sounds insane.
No. I understand what you're talking about there. You're talking about defunding the police, some areas where they're talking about abolishing the police. I don't know if this is a city council kind of situation, but what is interesting is I know that, listen, you've been anti sort of militarization of police. You've talked about that for a long time. Obviously, you're more of a libertarian. Where do you line up when you see this and you see all of the damage? We can keep walking. And you see, do you think that Donald Trump, for example, in Portland or in Seattle, should be sending in the feds, the National Guard?
Sure, sure.
Where do you line up on that?
People get confused about the fact that I'm against a police state,
right?
But I'm not against the police.
No.
The Democrats are the ones that want a police state where you don't have due process, where you're surveilled, where you don't have free speech, where they can secretly arrest you. They don't want to get rid of the police. They want to take over the police through the UN-run Strong Cities Initiative that Obama and Loretta Lynch pushed.
Hold on a second. That's a hazard. Look at that. They didn't put that nail in right. The shoddy workmanship, you know, I mean, if you're going to be a hobo, at least put in the nail right, because you could get some tetanus.
Well, Stephen, I'm glad you bring this up because this is critical.
Tetanus?
The police aren't the enemy.
No.
The Democrats want to make the lowest level of government the enemy because they know there's a revolution against corrupt government. So
right.
They say, let's have a revolution. Let's burn down the local city hall. That's just so the Democrats can take, again, full control. So I'm not against police. I'm against the Democrats getting control of the police and setting up a police state. And back under Clinton.
Can I ask you one question? I want you to continue. Why do they give the Casino El Camino a pass?
You know, I don't know why.
Didn't Guy Fieri go there and have a buffalo burger?
You know, they do have good burgers there.
Do they? I've heard they've had good burgers. We went in the other day. I did have a burger, not heard it. They were pretty good burgers, but I've never seen so many carabiner keychain clips. They all look the same. That's how you know they all look different in there.
Well, I'll tell you this. One time our crew went in there, and they said, we don't like Ron Paul. We don't like Alex Jones. I probably hadn't eaten a burger here in 15 years. And my crew beat their bouncers' asses.
Really?
Yeah, we absolutely beat the shit out of them.
Well, I don't know if I would say that on camera, but anyways, back to what you're talking about, the police state. The police state.
Oh, yeah. Here's one of the places that got looted right here. You want to go across and look at it real quick?
Sure.
They'll let us run across.
You mean private stock? Or All Saints tattoo?
Private stock.
Oh. Yeah, you got a video.
But I'm not really being coherent on this police thing. I'm trying to explain it.
No, I understand.
Back when the federal government was more globalist, trying to turn the police against us and saying our main enemy is constitutional terrorists and the police are going to take our guns, I'm against police being captured by the deep state being used against us. But when the police wake up to the New World Order, like has happened, and the globalists and Soros are unable to take control of them, and Soros and them try to then destroy the police to take them over, I totally support the police and their constitutional role.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. There is a constitutional role for police, namely to protect citizens' rights. And when they start violently looting and protesting, that's infringing on other people's
absolutely.
Rights.
Absolutely. The real out-of-control system is the anarchy trying to set up its own government. They only want anarchy for a few weeks until they set up their government where we have no rights, just like in Chop and Chaz.
Right.
People that weren't communist or weren't, you know, basically devil worshippers or Antifa were not welcome.
Right.
Well, that place was the ultimate police state with a bunch of warlord goons controlling it.
Right.
I don't want our police to turn into warlord goons.
No.
And I don't want anarchists funded by George Soros, who's overthrown Ukraine and other governments, setting that up again here.
Well, okay, so first off, I want to go back to that. What happened here? You said this place was looted. It seems like a lot of places have had, obviously, windows smashed in. Is there something particular that happened here?
A lot of places got robbed here in Austin, but this one got caught on video, and you can time-lapse it. And actually, our crew was here. Wasn't Savannah here? Savannah was here. She caught some of the best footage. You can use it. We'll give it all to you.
Thanks.
And, yeah, everything we got is yours. And she caught, well, here, Savannah, come over and tell Seema Crowder about it.
Okay. So there was a big BLM riot. It was the George Floyd riots when it first started.
Yeah, this is early on.
Yeah. So they started up over there at APD. People started marching down.
Come closer so his mic picks it up to start over.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, sorry about that.
There was a lot of rioting going on because of the George Floyd riots at the beginning of all of this. It started up at APD. They marched down this way. And I ended up getting it perfectly on film right when they went in. They broke down all these windows. And again, this is a black-owned business, y'all. So they broke down the windows, they looted everything inside, and they just took off down the street. There was actually people in the bars because the bars were still open.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, everyone, the police were standing there just watching as well because there's nothing that they could do.
There's just too much of it going on.
Exactly.
Now, right now there's no one here. So I guess for some reason I always feel like I'm in trouble when you walk up with a camera like that. You're about to shout me down, like, Steven Crowder is funded by the New World Order.
That was a joke, you know.
No, no, I know. But this is one of those situations where, okay, we see this. Now, is this a style choice, or this is bent because they tried to reloot it?
I think they tried to reloot it.
Well, that's just silly because there's no more private stock, clearly. My situation here is there's no one around. So is the rioting and looting, because then you see footage. For example, when we came in, there was nobody around. Then the next morning, we see footage of more riots and looting, and there was tear gas because of Garrett Foster stuff going on. Is it only happening at night? Because it's completely dead.
Yes, it mainly happens at night.
Okay.
And then now there's not very many of the bars or restaurants open, plus they have limited numbers that can come in. I think it's like 25%. Everybody's wearing masks. And then all you have is basically roving gangs out here. So like vampires that can't find anybody to kill or feed off of, they then go down to the highway and the frontage roads and the side roads, and they're now going off up to, I'd say, 10, 20 blocks away, and now looting people's cars, attacking people. They're coming up to old ladies' cars,
yeah,
trying to drag them out. I mean, it's very frightening.
Well, it's also exacerbated by the fact that I want to get into kind of some local laws. So the mayor, $2,000 if you don't wear a fine, or if you don't wear a mask, right? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
It's $2,000 per person in your business not wearing a mask. It's $500 last time I checked per person not wearing a mask.
Do they fine the business or do they fine the person?
They fine both. They fine the business $2,000 and they fine the individual $500.
Wow. Okay.
And that was as of a few weeks ago. He was threatening to raise it even more, but then he's been caught out and about and at events not wearing masks. He lives at the top of the W, but the two city council members that voted against defunding the police, they all got violent visits at their houses at night. And he says he supports it all. He says defund the police And it's in the official budget that they are proposing to have a controlled demolition of the police department as a symbol of stopping police abuse.
Well, I want to ask you something, because obviously you're talking about, we can keep walking, so people haven't seen the side of the street. By the way, I like what they're doing there. You have Sacrament tattoo and All Saints tattoo. I see a little irony, little hipster irony.
And it's really bad over here if you want to cut over to the 7th. That's where the real...
Okay, we can cut over to 7th. Because obviously you talk about sort of people in power and organizations, and it's band.video, right? Band.video and yes. Infowars.com.
Hey, but Tim, when should we cut over to hit all the homeless stuff? Maybe we should go this way. You want to go this way? I'm not trying to direct you.
No, I'm fine. We can go this way. I don't care.
We can also go up a few blocks, cut over, and then go down. It's all bad.
Okay, let's do that. It's all bad. It's not like there's any lack.
One thing that I think is important to point out, that is, it wasn't that there was too much looting for the police to handle. The police were ordered to stand down.
They were ordered to stand down.
In fact, he should be an
agent. Is that by the city council? Is that by the mayor?
Why don't you come in and tell him? You want to have him on the
show? Sure, yeah.
Here, Tim, tell him.
So, I'm a former APD officer, and for the last three, except for this last one this past Saturday, that one was handled perfectly because they had so much intelligence coming in ahead of time. But when the George Floyd riots first happened, they honestly believed that the answer was to show support to the demonstrators, that would help keep the violence down.
The police were kneeling
to him.
The Austin
police chief came out, kneeled down.
Not anymore.
Did everything. They did everything they could, and it didn't matter. They still broke into stores. They still hit private stock, Target, all these different places. And now they've just emboldened them. And Seattle, Portland, everything emboldened them. So now they got so much intelligence in just over the last week before this past Saturday that
they were going to put men on top of the rooms.
They finally brought in enough officers to handle the situation and, more importantly, allowed those officers to be proactive.
Right.
Right. And that made all the difference. There wasn't a single business student, there wasn't a single person hurt.
And tell them what they were planning, though, that finally made the city take action.
So what it finally took is they got information in that there was going to be demonstrators that were going to be out there in gun trucks with armed individuals in the back of these trucks.
Yeah.
And those trucks actually showed up last Monday and started doing dry runs right here on 6th Street.
Blocking the road.
6th Street.
Really, yeah.
Blocking the road. They also got
like
information
Mogadishu.
And had a picture of them deploying up in parking garages with rifles as snipers.
Wow. That's getting to like Detroit riots. My grandfather was in the Air Force. He was running reconnaissance.
Right.
Because there were snipers on the rooftops. And I don't know if I would say that this has surpassed the Detroit riots because it was such concentrated violence, but it's definitely more at a national level. Now, let me say this. This is one thing where I think sometimes you and I disagree. I agree with what you're talking about. And obviously the funding from Black Lives Matter, very well funded, Antifa, the people who showed up yesterday. But I still think that a lot of these looters and a lot of this damage is not paid for and organized.
They're opportunists.
Just opportunists.
I agree with you. But Soros and these groups and the media saying it's legitimate to loot and attack people, they trigger it. And then once it starts, that's how it runs wild. In fact, 3 years ago, we got secret George Soros documents that they confirmed were theirs, where Alexander Soros was running this main group that funds Antifa. And it talks about their mission is to go out and to get locals to loot and burn things that they trigger. So they're just the detonators.
Well, I don't even think
you want to go maybe shoot something real quick in front of Willie or just...
No, let's just keep going. Point out anything that's going on that there's a specific story because you're showing me around your hometown slash shithole.
There are just homeless shelters basically on every corner here now.
And didn't they change the rule now where they're allowed to approach you physically to panhandle? So we want to loop around.
Yes, they can also sleep in front of your house.
Okay.
And again, this just encourages people to take drugs and get their welfare check and then just camp out. Over by my office now, routinely, they just grill under the overpass and they're just camping out.
How do they afford a grill?
Because they get all this welfare money and they panhandle.
Gosh, well, that's a sweet gig. If you can at least, listen, you're homeless, but you have a Weber under an overpass.
I'm thinking about moving into there. You know, I'll just take some heroin, lay back, drink some beer, and watch
TV. She just appeared on camera. Angela, who works with us, wonderful. She saw some people shooting up heroin the other day, just right here in Austin. I guess, too, my question is, well, here's what happens, and this is what really disturbs me. Just like you're seeing the Black Lives Matter riots, and I don't necessarily think the secret stuff with Soros is as important as the actual charter publicly from Black Lives Matter. When you start a movement that's complete abolition of the police and prisons and the nuclear family, to me that's enough because that's a set point, and of course everyone's going to act unlawfully. But what happens here in Austin with the homeless folks, and I grew up in Montreal where at one point we had more homeless people per capita, I think, than anywhere in North America, or at least it was close. The first person came up, I bought him a coffee. The second person, I don't know, was the yellow taco place, Taco Delight. And then when it's 4, 5, 6 in a 10-minute period, you become desensitized. It dehumanizes people. It doesn't actually help them. It dehumanizes them because they become background noise.
Absolutely. It's just like if you feed animals in your backyard, they stop hunting themselves.
Right.
And that's what's happening here.
And of course, we're not comparing homeless people to animals, but we're talking about the idea that it just becomes white noise where you go, well, usually you might say, hey, man, I don't have any
cash. You want to see the police department they want to blow up? It's right there.
Okay.
We're almost there.
They're still trying to blow it up?
It is in the official proposal brought forward by the city council and the majority that wants to get rid of the police or defund them to blow up the... In fact, here's Tim. Tim, come over here.
Sorry, I swallowed a bug.
So he should be APD. I know Crowder's having trouble believing it. Am I joking that they officially want to blow this up?
No. So Jimmy Flanagan of the Austin City Council sent a memo out to all his fellow council members. And in that memo that we have a copy of, he literally says that we need to call for the expedited demolition of APD headquarters, the removal of a lot of the commanders and assistant chiefs at APD because they're not playing ball with the city council.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to replace them with civilians handpicked by the city council to oversee such important functions as APD patrol, APD detectives bureau, basically all the important divisions with APD. They want to take police leadership out of those positions and replace them with handpicked city council and mayor.
Well, no, it's not that I didn't believe you. This was going to be my question, and you just answered it. Tim, was it?
Yes,
Tim,
yeah, right.
You just answered. I was wondering if, you know, they're demolishing it because they're going to move it to a nicer facility.
They
like, now we're moving to a penthouse suite.
No, they actually want to blow it up so they don't have a building.
Right.
And they said that they feel like by getting rid of some of the commanders, some of the assistant chiefs, and then whatever leadership is left over that they can't legally get rid of because some of those positions require a sworn law enforcement officer to be in those positions.
Under state law.
So what they're going to do is spread them out to other city buildings already existing.
Right. Okay, so let me explain what's going on. I don't just say Soros because he's a boogeyman. He literally has given over $1 billion to Antifa and Black Lives Matter in the last 6 years. It's on record. He brags about it, but it gets worse. He's financed over 500.
What's the best way to cross if we want to see them? Well, I guess we can just show it from across the way.
But Stephen, if you put any of your peaches, put this in there.
No, this is all going in. None of this is going to be edited.
Right. Soros has gotten hundreds of DAs and hundreds of mayors and all these state attorney generals like Letitia James and like the crazy lady in St. Louis who literally arrest and indict people who defend their houses. And so they now have gotten the George Soros guy as the new city attorney who openly says defund the police and who's a public communist.
Right.
So they're putting communists in charge.
Right.
They're almost in control. And now they say they're going to blow up the police station. People are like, well, Alex, you're against a police state. I'm against a police state. We're about to have the communists in full control of the police. And to bring them under heel, they're saying we're going to blow up your damn building.
And one thing I wanted to point out here, just because, listen, I'm not a supporter of the Green New Deal, obviously, right? I'm not a neo-environmentalist.
But the left wrecks everything.
But I also don't believe in littering. I don't know about you, I get pissed when I see someone throw something out their
window. 5 years ago, this was all beautiful.
It was beautiful. My brother went to UT. I was going to say, this is probably the dirtiest city, if you guys can see the river, that I've seen.
It looks like a hobbit would walk out from under it. But now you go down here, there's needles and feces and hepatitis everywhere. Look at this.
Why don't they have an organization in the city here, if they're talking about community organizing, to just clean stuff up?
They get 30-something times the money they got 50 years ago for the homeless here or more, and none of it goes to them. The Democrats siphon it all off, and they steal every damn bit of it.
Yeah, this is filthy. This is not what it was.
You smell that piss?
Yeah, I do. I smell that bum piss.
But you know what that bum piss really is? That's the smell of the dander. Of dust mites. I can smell.
I don't know. I thought it was just bum piss is bad enough. I think bum piss is worse than dust mites. You have dust mites.
I'm allergic to bum piss.
No,
I'm serious.
Oh, do you need some water?
Oh my God. I'm serious. I smell that shit. I can't do it.
No, I have some, but let's, I guess we can stop right here in front of the,
Jesus Christ.
The
no, I wasn't putting on an act there. That smell, man.
Really?
You smell that? Jesus.
Yeah, it smelled like pee. You guys want to, let's cross here. I think this is
it's not what it is.
We're going to be the only people in the city who obey actual crosswalks.
Okay.
So let's, the hand says stop, but who really cares at this point?
Hey, usually you just take the highway over now if you want to, you know?
No, I don't want to get on the freeway.
No, I don't either. That's a joke.
I don't want to get on a bird scooter on that loop. Hey, is it true the guy who created that one loop to alleviate traffic, the civil engineer, the architect, killed himself?
I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's true or not. Let me ask you this, because we are going to wrap this up here. It's really sad to see what's happened to Austin. I don't recognize the city again. My brother went to UT for 4 years. He was at UT when, you know, you guys won the big bowl there with Vince Young, who scored lower than statistical random on the QB test.
Here it is, good shots right here. Keep going.
What do you want to see done?
What I want to see done
What needs to be done right now? What's the biggest problem facing cities like Austin?
We have to recognize that there is a multinational United Nations corporate operation through the WHO and through UNESCO called municipalization, where they come in at the city level and get them to pass carbon taxes and green new deals that shut down all the businesses not owned by inside groups and who consolidate the wealth and power. Then they come in and they put in their county attorneys, their city attorneys, and then they start prosecuting the general public while releasing the criminals, and they destabilize the cities and implode them, and then buy up the infrastructure for pennies on the dollar. So what this is an infrastructure takeover of all the major cities in the United States. Then they tell the third world, hey, everything's free, come in, we'll be a sanctuary city.
But
and they administer
is,
all of this replacement migration being brought
but
in.
But what can people watching right now, or people watching living on, what can they do? Because a lot of people feel helpless right now. Listen, you're in a city, your business gets looted, you're shut down, you can't run a business. Right now your employees are collecting a check, business owners aren't collecting
the same
kind of
checks.
What can they do?
We're being made to be dependent. Don't follow the mask rules, don't take their welfare in these cities, stop following their regulations and rules, because they're not Americans, they're globalists that are using your compliance to get rid of the country. We have outlaw criminal government run by the globalists, imploding our cities by design, and you must recognize that they're the enemy, you must recognize that this is 21st century warfare, and you must decry them, and then say don't support any leftist or globalist stores, whether they're small or big, and people should hang a shingle out on their businesses letting people know that they're populist, they're free market, and they're pro-America, and that you're not going to follow their garbage, just like that New Jersey gym that has been reopening regardless right. of what happens. Those guys are folk heroes. When the government becomes criminal in these blue cities, we have to become Robin Hood and stop following the regulations, and we have to resist them at every turn.
What about, because I will say this, I think that the mask thing is kind of silly because of the way people are using masks. When the CDC was saying, don't use masks, I said, well, actually, if you're sick, a mask is a good idea. Long time ago.
Yeah.
I have a problem the way it's being implemented. I disagree in that people out there, I would say, it's not worth the fine, don't disobey the law, but you can still open your businesses while not following the rules.
Well, I mean, in Holland and Sweden, their top scientists say that the masks don't help you.
Right.
Also,
I'm not saying they don't help you, I just don't want people going out there breaking the law and getting fined.
No, I hear you, but at a certain point...
So I would say wear a mask if you don't want to get fined and then, you know, go to the gym.
But, sure, exactly, but they told Rosa Parks sit at the back of the bus, it was the law.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, we got to have civil disobedience.
Right.
And so all I'm saying is, they're having mass compliance to prepare us for forced inoculations. Gates has funded at MIT and Rice University a digital tattoo that goes under the skin to prove that you've been inoculated. They are establishing world government, and wearing the mask like a hijab or a burqa in Islam is a sign of submission to the globalists. And Fauci has said it's a sign of your submission to them and the medical cartel that's been wrong about everything. They said 2.2 million people would die. It's 150,000. They count people that die from gunshot wounds and car wrecks in the COVID column. They count the flu. So yes, there's a real virus, and it's not even as bad as the regular pneumonia, and we're being taught this fear and this hysteria, and that's the cover to make the good people be locked down in their houses. Then the Democrats activate all their organizations to come out and take over the country. That's what this pincer attack is.
You know what I see in Austin, too, is I think people don't understand necessarily, like you said, the unintended consequences or intended consequences for some of these COVID regulations. What you have is you have a street where businesses are shut down. You have streets that are desolate. There's no one around. It's like Detroit. You know, that's Detroit, my hometown, where the reason there's so much crime is there's no one there to witness it. You're in a downtown area, and it's almost rural. And you're seeing that here, where one night we were out, we didn't see anyone for, I think it was 6 minutes. We didn't see a single person. And the people who show up are wearing masks. So you have no people, no witnesses, no real police support, no businesses, and complete anonymity. It's got to increase crime.
Well, that's right. It's totally apocalyptic. And I've been to Detroit several times. I was there in the 80s and it was okay, but a little scary. I was there about 4 years ago for a wedding, and it literally looked like something out of a science fiction dystopia after civilization has collapsed. You add masks to that, and you're right. A lot of Austin now in the downtown areas looks like Detroit looks, and it's very sad, but here's something that's really
And it didn't, that's pretty fast that it happened.
Yeah. I mean, Detroit took decades, this just took a few months.
Right.
So this is an accelerated planned collapse. But here's what I started this off with, and I'd like to end with this if I have time. You remember when I was being deplatformed 2.5 years ago?
Yeah.
And I told the world, you're next, because I was reading the different corporate plans. Now, hundreds and hundreds of doctors, nurses, epidemiologists, virologists, scientists, some of them the heads of major hospitals, come out and say things like, there's hundreds of studies that hydroxychloroquine has like a 99% rate with somebody who gets on it. And then Fauci puts out a Bill Gates study that's been withdrawn for being fraudulent, even NBC reports that, and he's okay. They use that fake study for the UN to say, we say hydroxychloroquine is not approved, even though it is approved for use. And now even pharmacies won't give it out to many doctors because Fauci says, and the UN says, even though they have the medical degrees. Bill Gates, who's running all this, does not have that medical degree. And since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America,
right.
And they take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook, and now they're talking about trying to take Breitbart servers away because they're hosting the video of this. That's why we have banned.video. That's why banned.video has exploded, because all these people that have been banned were able to come there. And that's why we're having videos routinely with 1 million, 2 million views.
Yeah.
Because, and so that's the future. But now we have the Democrats in deep state and other organizations openly harassing our server companies and telling them, you can't carry this. This is dangerous. So they say, build your own thing, but then they go after every piece of your infrastructure.
Right.
This is beyond censorship. This is authoritarian takeover of the mind, where now even doctors with medical degrees that are respected aren't allowed to speak because Fauci and the UN and Bill Gates say no.
I'll give you one more. We say, everyone says, trust the experts, right? You're a science denier. Well, I don't think Fauci has actually practiced medicine with patients in 30 years. 40 years? I don't have the exact number.
He's been there 45 years. He's a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
And he
owns, by the way, folks out there, do the research on Dr. Fauci and the AIDS epidemic and the kind of stuff he was spouting back then.
Scams.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that he doesn't know what he's talking about in certain areas, but I certainly have a problem with doctors who are practicing and actually serving their patients, right? Doctors who've taken the Hippocratic Oath, who are trying to actually improve their lives, and they're not considered experts.
Fauci owns the patent on two of the vaccines.
No.
He owns part of the patent on two of them. How is that not a conflict of interest? And it goes further. They've skipped animal trials, never before done, and they're having an 80% rate of people getting sick in these studies. Even CBS News, they've never had these, because it's not a regular vaccine where they put an attenuated piece of the virus into you and your body learns to have immunity against it. Mm. There's still some side effects, but it's a real technology. This is DNA vaccines that go into the nuclei and reprogram your cell to create a protein. So now you're going to be like a GMO creature if you take these vaccines. Look it up.
Okay. I haven't looked it up, but it sounds pretty scary.
It's absolutely frightening. And so, I mean,
well, it does scare me, though, that I can observe with my own eyes. And we do know statistically. And like we said, it'd be interesting if people out there, hey, listen, if you guys can find these numbers for us, what percentage of COVID deaths are nursing home related? They stopped keeping record. I haven't seen them for Michigan.
About
40%.
It was about 42%.
But they stopped a long time ago.
47%, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now, but you can't find those updates.
And now they will not release the numbers.
They won't release crime numbers either. They won't release crime numbers on interracial crime statistics right now, on rape statistics. A lot of these numbers keep changing. That's why we had some Bureau of Justice, or was it Department of Justice or FBI? I think we'll have the overlay here,
yeah.
About who was committing which crimes. You know, number one cause of death for young Black Americans, homicide. We say that because we want to actually help all Black lives, not the very, very small percentage of Black lives.
Well, that's right. We have the FBI statistics. We put them out on Instagram, and Instagram banned them, where it shows 10-1 Black on white crime.
Yeah, but they've stopped recording them that way. I think, were those 2008 statistics or 2012? Because they've changed the way they do statistics, and we can't find some. And that's what's really concerning to me. If we're going to talk about, listen, silencing information, we should all be on board with at least providing information to the public.
Well, the truth is, the Democrat cities is where everybody's getting killed, no matter what color they are.
Right.
And the most dangerous place for a Black person's in their mother's womb. And thank God Margaret Sanger's main original Planned Parenthood in New York took her name off of it, because she actually said Black people need to be exterminated as weeds. So how is her name on the Planned Parenthood buildings? So the left's finally figuring out, hey, this is somebody that said kill all the Black people, and but she's supposedly a liberal.
Right.
I mean, Margaret Sanger, Hitler gave her awards and said, what I know from you.
Right.
So Margaret Sanger inspired Hitler.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Henry Ford being anti-Semitic, which we know he had kind of wrote some letters there to the Nazis, but still wasn't actually exterminating Black people in record numbers as the plan we saw carried out by Margaret Sanger. If you're going to take down memorials for Jefferson or Abraham Lincoln, for God's sake, you got to take that name off the marquee.
Well, her name would be first. I mean, this is a woman that said,
oh, of course,
we need to exterminate the Black race.
Yes.
She said, okay, so this is the woman the left puts on the cover of Time Magazine and Newsweek. It shows what sick, Cold Springs Harbor, run by all these liberals up in New York. That's the main eugenics base.
Right.
That's what Bill Gates is into. That's what his dad was into. His dad ran Planned Parenthood. Look at Cold Springs Harbor.
Yeah, well, I think you just even look into Planned Parenthood as a whole, it's bad enough. It's getting pretty hot, Alex. Let's tell them one last time where to find you. I really appreciate you making the time.
I just want to say this is awesome, brother. It's good to see you.
No, thank you. I'm glad. We've always had you on. And, you know, if you see me banned from YouTube.
You've not been a coward like almost everybody else has been a coward. You've had me on back when they were actually restricting people that did have me on. Now, we kind of broke through the blockade so people don't get in trouble to interview us, but...
Do they not? We get in trouble no matter what we do, so it's kind of white noise again.
Yeah, well, here's...
We got in trouble for the Chaz stream. They took that down on Facebook because they said we were inciting violence. Where we went to Chaz, we actually rented out Raz Simone. We rented out his Airbnb.
And you're not supposed to show what's happening.
Yeah. They declared that, so, well, you know, having an Alex Jones video ban ain't gonna mean all that much to me.
Well, just remember, folks, all those doctor videos, and if he ever gets banned, God forbid, they're all at banned.video and newswars.infowars.com. And this guy's awesome. Support him and be part of the Mug Club. Get one of these awesome t-shirts right here, because this is one of the few guys out there that's not a coward.
Let's get him some water and get him away from the, what is it, hobo piss dander? What's it called?
Well, I mean, I
dust mites.
Yes.
They live in hobo piss? We'll talk about this
I've
up
talked
there.
To the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet, it's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Ugh.
And that smell just, man. They wanted to torture me. I shouldn't be. They would lock me up.
Yeah, let's not get. Yeah, they could waterboard you with hobo piss. Is it exclusive to bum piss as opposed
by
to?
By the way, where are all these loving liberals? We saw women out there on the ground with sores all over their bodies, like Day of the Dead zombies. And we have shanty towns. We drive. Hell, there's a giant shanty town only 100 yards away. You want to see that? And with that?
I don't want to go to the shanty town.
Well, let's just.
No, we ended on bum piss. You and I are just talking now. You're not going to beat dust mite bum piss, Alex.
Texas and America are awake! That woman said, half America, look at her! That woman said, half America! Yeah, you hate America, you slob! Go to North Korea, you slob! See that? There's an Austinite, a Californian that came here saying, half America! USA! USA! Look at that slob! Go interview her!
For today.